when you try your best but you don't succeed. When you get what you want but not what you need. When you feel so tired but you can't sleep. Stuck in rivers. And the tears come streaming down your face. When you lose something you can't replace. When you love someone but it goes to waste. Could it be
hello and welcome to So Jess Radio, where we aim to entertain and enlighten while highlighting new music each episode. Thank you for joining me, and happy Mother's Day to all the moms, stepmoms, and dads out there being both mom and dad, and to all of you who play the mom role in someone's life. Bless your hearts. So this week, we have been sharing ways to move on and through the healing process. So the song you're hearing in this episode is Coldplay's Fix You. And as a mom today, I just have to give a shout out to my youngest son, Jonah, because this is his favorite song. Now, this week on Facebook, the most popular answers on how people are able to heal when I asked the question on the best medicine for a broken heart, those answers included family, faith, friends, prayer, time, self-love, and reflection. And it was just really beautiful to hear from so many different people. And it really raised the awareness that we all have healing to do and that we all heal differently. So some of you might be listening here and you're thinking to yourself, oh, I'm good. I don't need to heal. Or been there, done that. I'm healed. I want you to be real honest, because sometimes we mistake healing for pushing something deep down inside and hiding it there. And sometimes we hold it as a grudge, or it peeks its little head out like an eel out of the coral reef once in a while when we get triggered. It can also manifest as anger, anxiety, or a withdrawn attitude, but then we just push it back down a little deeper and hide it till next time. The purpose of So Jess is to inspire you to begin or continue on your own transformative journey to becoming the best version of yourself and providing the tools and resources to do so. So let's touch on some tools to help us with the healing process from deep hidden wounds so that we can get to the next step, which will be creating that new you. So one of the topics that we've talked about frequently at So Jess Radio is meditation. So I just want to remind you why meditation is so important. First of all, your brain is 90% subconscious mind and 10% conscious mind. And most people in their lifetimes are not going to learn how to access their subconscious brains. And the only way to do that is through meditation. So the 90% of your subconscious brain is actually where your emotions, old beliefs and ways, and feelings live. So even if you think in the 10% of your brain that, you know, well, I'm fine, I can heal, I'm not going to have any outbursts, I have no issues, the 90% of your brain where you haven't healed yet is not going to follow through with your plan. So when you meditate, you're able to extract old ways and beliefs and thoughts of being from your mind and give them away. And then you're able to implant new and better ways of doing things for yourself, new and better belief systems, new and better ideas. And then you get to implement them into your life. So meditation is key in healing process, you guys. You also can journal, and that's just another way to get those painful memories out of you and onto paper. You no longer need to choose to keep that inside of you. You can choose to let it go for good. And the third thing that you can do while you're healing is, you know, talk to a trusted friend or family member, But sometimes there's things that are so traumatic that you're just not comfortable talking to anybody about, except maybe a therapist or a coach. I just want to remind you to give yourself grace and have patience when you're going through your own healing process, because it is a difficult process to go through to actually take that old pain and make it known again and have to deal with it again. Is the only way that you can truly heal. And once you go through that process, you're going to be ready to create any version of yourself that you can see for yourself. So it's a very important step in the process. So make that decision when you're ready to go on the healing process. And I want to support you through that. So if you are ready to try meditation, or maybe you're looking for a more specific meditation to heal, please message me on the So So Just Facebook page, and I will send you a message back with the meditation that I've used myself to heal. So shamans and medicine people, I just want to empower you to take action on your healing journey. Let's start with acknowledging that there are areas that need to be healed, and then use the tools that we've discussed. Let's connect on So So Just Facebook page as well as Instagram at SoSoJess, so we can continue to support and encourage each other on this fabulous journey that is life. And I hope that you have a glorious rest of your day.